Shal Mikolayim Daf Nun Aleph. The Mishnah discusses a continuation of the Mishnah we learned yesterday about Kalayim. If someone did not take care of Kalayim, did not remove it, so it becomes Aser. So the Mishnah here is going to qualify what that means, that you have to remove it. When do you have to remove it? How quick do you have to remove it? It depends what your position is, what your plan is. If you plan on removing it later, exactly what is the halacha of leaving Kalayim, being considered that something left on Kalayim that you're responsible for. So the Mishnah goes as follows. You have to want to, you know, it's the idea, that concept of the Mishnah is that a person, if you don't know the Kalayim, you have a field, you're away, and you come back and you notice that things grew, mixed together, Kalayim grew, without you knowing about it, there's no Isser Kalayim. Kalayim is only when the Baal HaBayis is aware of it and wants it there. Wants it there means that he doesn't remove it, which shows he wants it under certain conditions. But if he didn't know about it, there's no Isser Kalayim on that. So the Mishnah explains, Haraya Yerek Bekar. Person sees that he has a Yerek growing in his vineyard. The Yaman, he says, Keshagil or Al Katana. When I get to it, I'm going to lift it up, pick it up. In other words, as Meir Fulda explains, he wants to do it. Of course he's going to take it out. He doesn't want to leave it there. He wants to remove it. But right now he's busy. He's in the middle of something. He's in the middle of a job. He's in the middle of working. So he can't stop and do what he's doing. But his concept is, I'm going to take it out. I want to take it out. I mean, I get to the first minute I have, I'm going to remove it. Mutter, it's mutter. It's not considered Kalayim, even if it grows, continues growing, and grew already when it was, now you're aware of it, and it still grew from there, it doesn't make a difference, because since you had in mind to take it out, there's no Isser Kalayim, It does not become Kalayim. It wasn't Misatzel and Kalayim, the Mari Fulda says. He planned on taking it out, even though it was Meisiv later. It was Meisiv more to a 200th, we'll see, that's the criteria. But since you plan on coming back, when you have a chance, that's not considered Kalayim. It's not going to show that you wanted it, and it's Mutter. But if you say, you pass the by and you said, when I return, I'll pick it up. In other words, I have a chance now, but I'm not going to do it. Shnesatzel, says the Mari Fulda. You got lazy. You didn't want to bother to do it now. But when you get to another time, when I'm not so lazy, when I have more time, I'll do it. But not that you were busy, but you're malachto. That shows that you wanted it, that you'd be punished. And therefore, in hoisit masai maser, if you take it out the next day, the day after, it's not a problem. But if you let it grow, where it grows further now, 1/200th of what was growing there before, it becomes Aser. It becomes Klai Kerem, and it becomes Aser. And the question is, how does one figure out whether something is 1/200th of what's there? How does a person have an ability to know that? The Gemara is going to obviously explain to try to understand what exactly is the criteria. Is there a criteria to figure out when it's considered Moisif Messiah or not? Because otherwise it's very hard to determine of whether something is considered Usher or not. So the Mar Fulda just brings out, he brings down, he says and explains, you look at it, you see that if other ones are removed, or is it dry? Is it still lacha? Is it still moist? And whatever, as long as you see that if it dried, it didn't grow anymore, you know it's fine. If it did grow, if it was moist, then it was able to grow further, you have to measure it on other based upon other things that it grow, and therefore you would be responsible to remove, you'd be punished with that. That would be considered kalayim on the part that was meisif masayim. So the Gemara explains, we said before that you come back, you're going to get it. Does that mean only a worker? You? What is the criteria? What does he mean exactly? Rav Bechanina explains, b'poyel shanu, he's referring to a worker. If a worker, you have your worker working, taking care of your field, and he comes in, he sees that there's a yera grew in your field, in your kerem, and he says, I'm busy with now the field, when I come back later, I'll take care of it. That's a halacha of the person who's fine. That does not be his mutter, because that does not make, that's not a din of makayim kalayim, because he's planning on coming back and get it. Mashma, that's only the worker. But if it'd be the owner himself, the Baal HaBayis himself, he would have to remove it immediately. So Gemara said, no, Baal HaBayis yosef melachto. It doesn't mean that. It means the Baal HaBayis that's also involved in his work. It's like a poyel. Also, because I would make him like a poyel, and if it's not, no, don't read it. This Zvachanina means that only if it's an actual worker, but the owner himself has to remove it the minute that he sees it. No, a worker, an owner that is also busy taking care of his field, is working at it. He has a din of a poyel, And Mamela, therefore, just like the poil, he can come back and take it. It's not, it didn't kalayim. So the same thing here as well. And he didn't mean poil, didn't mean about, it's, that's, he meant balabais. It's not, the lashon of a poil is, does not lafuke balabais. It means someone who working, that's osib malachto. That's what he means. That's what he meant by referred to the Mishnah as far as a poil. Says the Gemara, says the Gemara like this. The Gemara says that now we want to talk about the halakha, another halakha where we describe the amount of the work that a person's doing, when things become usher, when not. Does it become usher for someone else, for himself? The Bryce says follows. Balabayis, akiyam, akos, asad, akarim, an owner of a field, let the yirakos grow in his field. He didn't bother taking it out. He let it grow. And now it grew, asurin bein lo bein lachar. It's us, if both and anybody else, it's all us, it's kalayim, and even other people are us for it as well. Poel shekiyim yirakos sodeh bekarim. What about a worker that let the things grow? He didn't take it out, and it grew, masayim. Asalo yimutal lechalotim. It's us for him, but it's mutter for other people. It doesn't become us. For other people, it doesn't become us. What would be the nafkamina legmaris and try to understand? Kasha. Stira. It doesn't make sense. If it's asa for him, because he didn't do what he's supposed to do, it's an isur of kalayim, yasachodim, then it should be asa to everybody. But yamutalachalotim, it's mutal to everybody, yamutalach should be mutal to him also. Where do we get a chilik? If it's kalayim, it's asa to everybody. If it's not kalayim, it's mutal to everybody. Where do we get a chilik that it's asa loy, yamutalachalotim? So Ella Rav Shimon Amar, Rav Shimon explains what case we're talking about when the halacha according to Rav Shimon, the price is referring to Rav Shimon. Ella Makos Rav Shimon Shalom. Person can't ask for something that's not his. Ah, I forgot to Rav Shimon Amar. Ain't the Makos Rav Shainu Shaloi. Modu Akos Shalolo. Here he could go ahead and talk aser. He can go ahead and make the work. He can make it aser since it's aser to him. He can make it aser to make it aser. Because you can go ahead and you can say that since Lamaisa, we don't know a person can't go ahead and make something that's not his, that to make something else that belongs to somebody else, you can't go and bring something to your friend's property and make his property kalayim. However, even though he says that you can't do that, however, you can agree over here that it's takas, because you went ahead and you didn't take care of what yourself, you should have removed the kalayim that you had the opportunity to, and you didn't, therefore, and you let it grow, Messiah. So therefore, we do punish you, we penalize you, and for you, it's usher. Lagabi, you, it's usher. It's a din de rabbana, it's not a deraisa. It's a rabbana de kadin that you should have taken it off, and you didn't, then it's usher. So, be'etzim, enochanami, adam and makdal of asher shalom, you can't go ahead and usher something for somebody else. But that's in a normal din of me ushering something that belongs to you. But over here, that you could have done something, and you didn't do it, the maida over here, sha'asalai, sha'adam yachol eser eskhaver, you could go and usher, you should have done something, you should have done something about it. And the fact that you didn't do it, so Mamela, therefore, it's a tonight that the Chachamim asked you and make a tonight Rabbanan gave a Knas, so to speak, a Dindu Rabbanan, out of the Raisa, a Dindu Rabbanan, that you can't, that's us to you as well, and you can't have any anah from it. That is the way, and then Mefarshim explain, this Yisur Shiloh is a special Dindu Rabbanan that we answer. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, bring a Raya the Braisa, we have a case of Liktanacha. Case where someone else picked the vitcher, someone else connected it, but if he himself, you know, let it grow, and then he went ahead and took the vegetables, asur bein lo bein lechaladam. In other words, if he went ahead, he let them grow, and someone else came and took them off, and took them off, and took them off the tree, took them off the vine. So therefore, if you say that you didn't know that it grew a 200th, so that person didn't know. So you say to the mice, it's us, sir. It's not, he let it go. Other people let it go. You didn't do anything about it. You didn't know that it grew 200. So therefore, we don't ask you and say it's okay if you do. You're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to get it. It doesn't ask it to anybody. However, in a case when he himself took it off, then it becomes us to everybody. Because when the worker himself took it for himself, then that's a canal that we punish him. We don't want him to do because he wants it. Obviously, next time he's going to let it go on purpose and he let it grow. That's Kloy Karim. We don't want him to have that. And therefore, we say it's us to him and to everybody else because otherwise we consider as if you're acting for other people as well. Says the Mafulda. But here is my deck. You locked on Akav. Look at who? The Balabayas. And he did it. Then we say that's usher for everybody, because this way you'll do it again the next time. He'll do it again the next time. He himself, going to the Pei Moshe is on the Poyel, The Mafulda says it's on the balabas. It's on the balabas. But either way, they did it. That's the ikar is on you, and therefore for you, since Hoyle says the primosha, Hoyle v'oisa aksha b'shvil balabayas, ka balabayas dummy. Even if you're the worker, but you did it for the balabayas, you took it off now, like he instructed you. It's usher for everybody. We consider it usher for everybody to do. Everybody gets the usher. And you can't have, and nobody's allowed to have any anah from it, neither him and neither Acherim. Says the Gemara. Mishnah says, "A moisiv masai maser. If it grew 200 sasa, fake Gemara. I want to understand. The Rabbi Yannai meshayim badir vusa. Those who were in the yeshiva Rabbi Yannai, they used to measure the growth with a yarbuza. A yarbuza, the Gemara, the Mefarshim explain, is a type of a growth, an asparagus plant. And they used to use this as a measuring, as a way to measure whether it grew or not." Says there, Marful to explain. They would take along one stalk from the yerek, and they would check on this to see. They would cut it off being attached, so it would stop growing. Then they would measure another one that's still attached, and that would grow. The little that they grow, they'll be able to tell how much it grew. They're able to grow whether it grew or not, whether it's considered Hosef Messiah. Frank to Gemara. But how do you figure it out? How do you examine it? Mice, how do you know it to 100? Good, you cut one off, you see if it grew or not, but how do you measure it? You take one, you put one down. This one grew, this one didn't detach, it went down, this one grew. So that you could tell from there, by that experiment, you could tell whether it grew or not by matching together one that was cut off, it was already detached, and one was not, and see how it grows. You'd be able to figure out how many hours it takes, how many days it takes to grow for that period of time. And we say it increases every half an hour, increases a certain amount. So you can figure out by that amount, by 200, how what the cheshbon would be to be able to be considered a host of Messiah. That would be the shear of, but it says the Premosha. Any other type of yarek, you do the same thing. It mentioned Yavuza because this was something that was very easy to do. A particular fi shear yovesh, it goes based upon the dryness. So it's easier to tell, easier to experiment with this. That's why it mentions this example. But really, you could take anyone and measure one against what's growing, what's dried, what's not growing. In a short amount of time, you'd be able to tell the growth of 200, and that's how we'd be able to tell, you know, if it grew that amount, then the halacha would be it was nana from kalayim. It benefited from being kalayim after you knew about it and you let it grow, and therefore that would be considered asaloi v'asar lacher.